President Biden delivers his State of the Union address tonight. The speech is a chance for the president to try to put to rest some of the lingering questions from voters about his age. Here's NPR senior White House correspondent Tamara Keith.
This is a high-stakes moment for President Biden, but the stakes were actually quite similar last year. He hadn't yet made his campaign for re-election official, and there were doubts, even within his own party, about whether he was really up for it. His answer came 32 minutes into the speech.
Some Republicans want Medicare and Social Security to sunset. I'm not saying it's a majority.
Somewhere in the cacophony, Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene was shouting, "Liar," and "You lie." And the president saw an opportunity to go off script.
Well, I'm glad to see you. I tell you, I enjoy conversion.
And he kept improvising, seemingly negotiating in real time with a rowdy chamber.
So, folks, as we all apparently agree, Social Security and Medicare is off the books now, right? They're not to be stopped. All right. We got unanimity.
It was a reaffirming moment that the president still got it.
Faz Shakir managed Bernie Sanders' 2020 presidential campaign. He says it was reassuring to see a president who is often overly scripted do something spontaneous.
He's got his wits, he's got his humor, he's got his fight.
He says it also worked because Biden was standing up for popular programs and taking the fight directly to his Republican antagonists in Congress. After that speech, the Democratic establishment quickly fell in line, and it became a story Biden loved to recount.
During the State of the Union, as some of you may have seen,
But concerns about Biden's age didn't stay quiet for long. Then last month, Special Counsel Robert Hur came out with a report about the handling of classified documents that described Biden as a, quote, well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory. And as part of an effort to push back, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre cited that moment in the chamber.
I mean, we saw it at the last State of the Union. He was able to negotiate while giving a very important speech, about 90 minutes.
You can only eat so many lunches on that, I think.
Carolyn Curiel was a speechwriter for former President Bill Clinton. So much of the discourse in recent weeks has been about Biden's age, his stamina, the occasional mix-up of a foreign leader's name. She says coming into it, many people's expectations for his performance are quite low.
My take, Biden has his critics right where he needs them. He's always been underestimated.
The White House says President Biden will lay out what he's done for the American people so far and his vision for the future. He'll talk about election year flashpoints like abortion rights and the border, and again plead with Congress to support aid for Ukraine. The timing of this speech means it's happening as the 2024 general election begins in earnest. Former President Donald Trump is now the presumptive Republican nominee for president. Karen Finney is a Democratic political consultant.
Really, now we're at the start of 2024, and it's the opportunity for President Biden to really lay out, here's what this election is about, here's what my presidency has been about, what's at stake, what I'm fighting for.
Fight is a word that keeps coming up as people describe Biden's task tonight. And a lot of that has to do with his performance.
This is sacrilegious for a speechwriter to say, but it's actually not in the words that he says, but in the way he presents those words.
Sarah DePerry was a speechwriter for former President Barack Obama.
It is one thing to sort of say, I am the person who is fighting for you, but if you appear as though you don't have a lot of fight in you, that's not particularly compelling to people who want that. And so I think what he did so well last year was just come out swinging.
But repeat performances of improvised moments can be very hard to replicate. Tamara Keith, NPR News.